Fifi, Feb, and Nick.
It wouldn't be fair to compare Fifi, Feb, and Nick, but compare builders and you'll find the answer is Fairhaven Homes. The fair choice. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.
101.9. This is the Fox.
Now, everybody around the world is trying to get their nations, their people vaccinated. Yeah. And some countries have come up with jingles and catchy commercial ads to really drive home the need to get vaccinated, but also trying to do it in a fun way. And yeah. I'm going to cite Singapore as a great example of this. Now, they used in their ad, they featured a main character from a popular 1990s sitcom over there in Singapore. And he had lots of catchphrases, so he was a bit of a wacky character.
This went viral, Boxy.
This is, it's huge. Pretty fun.
And me, Rosie. Everybody, it's time to vaccinate. Faster, Ola. No time to waste.
But you are easy, confirm safe.
Aya, Rosie, come on, be brave. The vaccine is not anyhow wet. And against COVID, it will protect. Singapore, don't wait and see. Better get your shot. Steady, boom, beep, beep.
I think that's the,
make me go get it.
The, it's the equivalent of us sort of trotting out Daryl Summers or Aggro, going singing a little song and making people
100%. I'd get a jab for that. That was good.
What about this China? China have also released a jingle. Now, this is a song called Get Jabbed Quick. It's been put out by China's Sichuan Provincial Commission of Health. So let's hear China's version.
Catchy.
I like it. Yep.
Get your jab.
But not to be outdone, we have we've come up with our own.
Oh no! Yeah. Well, the Australian government.
No,
milkshake video, didn't they?
Just Leon Shergren.
No, just DJ Shergren.
Oh, DJ Shergren. Well, no, that's in better hands.
So this is the Fifi Fev and Nick team. All thanks to DJ Shergren, Leon, our producer, and wonderful James Costa over there on the couch.
Jimmy.
MC represents.
Johnny.
Here we go. Let's hear what they've come up with.
For your vaccination, thank you for being patient. We're all keen to go get it. What's with all of this persuasion? I swear this isn't a trick. Go get yourself a prick. It's a freaking vaccine, baby. Let's all give COVID the kick. Jab, 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 jab.
That wins.
Yeah. That's the best.
Release that to the Chinese and the Singaporeans.
I am willing to sell that to the Australian government.
That is unbelievable.
Do you think you have to run it by R. Kelly first?
Nah.
Is he in jail?
He's in jail, I think.
He might need the cash.
No, he doesn't need proceeds.
Send it to cell block A.
There's another one. This is punchier, I think.
Oh, what?
You've said,
he's put two together.
He's put two together.
You can't be.
Get vaccinated!
I did ScoMo running out with that one. Well done, Leon. You've really outdone yourself.
Thank you. No, actually, I'm waiting for the call, government.
Mate, good how can we release that?
Well, I'm stoked. I love both of those songs, and in 15 years' time, when they open it to 30 to 39-year-olds, hopefully I can get a jab.
101.9 The Fox.
Okay, a flight from India to New York. This would be terrifying. Like, I've never seen...
What, flying out of India?
No, just what I'm about to tell you. What I'm about to tell you happened on this flight. I've never seen... what's his name? Snakes in a Plane.
Samuel L. Jackson,
Snakes on a Plane. But I actually would be more scared of what happened on this flight than a snake being on a plane. This flight took off from India. It was about halfway there to New York, and a bat started flying around the cabin.
Wow.
An actual bat. It's not a great time for bats.
No, it's not.
Before that flight left India, it came from Wuhan as well. Oh, that's interesting.
Well, that's not a bat you want on your plane.
No, it's not.
Anyway, they had to turn around. They had to fly back to New Delhi. That's awful. Bats, they fall for me into the category of, it's not personal. That's what I think. I think they're harmless. I don't know why, but I'm terrified of them. Whenever, you know, like even at the Flagstaff Gardens, or I remember when I was a kid and you'd go, oh, look at all the birds. It's sort of dusk and the birds are out, and then someone would say, no, they're bats. That's, what?
Wow.
That's a bit much.
Anything that hangs upside down can't be too scary. Don't you reckon?
What do you mean?
Like, just, they hang, don't they, aren't they upside down?
That makes them more scary.
Really?
Vampires hang upside down.
The vampires pretty hang scary. Upside down. Yeah, they hang upside down when they're riding their unicorns. Vampires aren't real, mate.
Hang on, you told me a year ago that unicorns were real, were extinct.
Yeah, but you made fun of me, but they were, but back in the day. No. Vampires were never in existence.
No.
So unicorns you think there's more of a chance of unicorns than
back
vampires?
Back in the day there was. I showed back you a photo of the horse with the horn on it. And it was back in the 18s or 17s. That but was there was never a vampire. Never vampire.
That was a Shetland pony with a vampires party hat real, and mate. You know it.
It
that was not a unicorn.
Not. Anyway, I'm not going to have this discussion.
Okay, because you're getting quite fired up. But bats, I love hearing stories about bats. And
it's Bat Chat. Call 131060.
Hey, what, he went early on that.
Perfect, Tom.
Trigger happy.
Just,
why can't they just catch the bat? I do a podcast about fights on planes. There's sometimes 20 people punching on and they'll stop all that and the plane will get to where it's going. Yeah. But one bat. Surely just a plastic bag and a broom or something. You got that sorted.
Or maybe because they're so scared of the bat.
They'd be scared.
Who's the one who goes up to the bat with the bag?
Anyone.
I'm not going near the bat.
Do you know what noise they make?
Wow. Nailed it.
It's Bat Chat. Call 131060.
The best thing about that is we've got that forever now.
I know, and no
forever.
Hesitation to have a crack.
We've got that forever. Every time she does something cuckoo.
Welcome to Bat Chat with Fifi, Fev and Nick, Sherelle from Geelong. I mean, sorry, Cheryl.
Cheryl.
What's
Hi. Hey, Cheryl.
Cheryl, my apologies. I know your name,
That's
Cheryl.
That's okay. My bat. Okay, so my bat story is, one got into our house a long time ago. It was flapping around everywhere. I ran for my life into the bathroom, locked myself in the bathroom, and I forgot that my three-year-old son was also in the house with me.
Too slow.
And he came to the door. He was bashing on the door, screaming, Mum, let me in. I'm scared. And it took me a couple of moments just to go, oh, how am I going to get him in without the bat coming in? So I made sure it wasn't in the hallway, and I let him in, and it was flapping around, and I had to yell for about 10 minutes out the bathroom window for my husband to come and get it out of the house for us.
And Cheryl, did he get the bat?
He eventually did, yeah. I think he threw a towel over it and got it out of our house. Yeah, I think the worst part about it is that I actually just ran for my own life.
Yes,
and forgot my 3-year-old son.
Yeah. And then you contemplated letting your son in.
Yeah. Well, I was frightened that it would then come into the bathroom, which is a smaller space than the rest of the house.
Oh, that's the best. Well done, Cheryl.
Cheryl, how old's your son now?
He's now 25.
Oh, that's a great. He'd love that story when Mum didn't let me in the bathroom. Thanks, Cheryl. Anne-Marie from Sunbury. Hi, Anne-Marie.
How are you?
Yeah, good, Anne-Marie. Have you got a bat story for Bat Chat?
I certainly do. When I was about 15, my cat brought me into my bedroom a dead bat.
Oh no.
How did the cat get it?
I guess he caught it.
Up in a tree?
I really don't know.
What an awesome cat.
He was a good cat. He was a very good at catching things.
That's either an amazing
bat
cat.
It was absolutely perfect. It was, I don't know how it died, but I wanted to keep it.
When the cat had it, it sort of sounded like this when it was gone. You know what noise they make?
Nailed it.
A little squeak.
Oh, Anne-Marie, that's no good. You don't want dead bats in your bedroom.
That's maybe where the virus started.
What, in Anne-Marie's bedroom in Sunbury?
From a bat, because it got eaten.
Well, there's lots of theories and conjecture about where it started. Well, now they say labs, maybe, aren't they? You said to me a few months ago.
I'm not saying anyone has
in a lab. You said to me, I have it on good authority, it started in a lab.
Mate, I never said that to you. You got the Dave Uses about you. I said that in confidence.
Oh, I see.
Do not mention that on air.
Okay.
It started from a bat.
I'm not in lockdown because of that sound, am I?
Yeah.
1019, The Fox.
We, on a Friday, have our segment, Is It Amazing?, where people call in with these wonderful, amazing stories because Melbourne, we're full of great storytellers and we love hearing from you. And we got a call on Friday and we thought this story was so amazing, we would like to bring it back another day. So we've got Jessie from Lyndhurst on the line. Hi, Jessie.
Hello.
Jessie, thanks for letting us call you back. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good, good. Well, you did have this story for Is It Amazing? Can you now tell us this story?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty unbelievable. But I was driving, I drive a truck and trailer, tipper trucks, and I was down Glenferrie Road, stuck in traffic. And I've got a reverse camera for my truck, but I don't have it on until I reverse the truck. And I jumped on the Monash. Drove about 10 kilometers. Thought I'd turn on the camera to check my trailer.
Yeah.
And we had a friend on board.
What do you mean, a bloke?
Yeah.
In the trailer?
Yep.
Not lift.
In the trailer, but in the A-frame of the trailer where the trailer connects up to the top.
Now, what we love about this, Jesse, is this was on the news. This story made the news. The man captured sitting between two truck trailers. Have you actually got the news story there, Josiah?
No, I'm just playing the theme song.
That's just on news.
Just like Peter Hitchener.
Peter Hitchener's going to jump on.
Just adding a bit of ambience to
the story. Some amazing news coming out of Lyndhurst. Young Jesse.
I wasn't sure if you were going to play the story. Jesse, that we love that. We found it online. This is the headline in the paper from your story, Jesse. From your truck, absolute moron is spotted hitching a ride down a Melbourne freeway on the axle between two truck trailers. There was a photo. Jesse, you made the news.
Yeah, I did. I just didn't know how people like were taking photos and not letting me know that I had a guy hitchhiking.
I know.
Well, it doesn't. In the photo that I can see here, Jesse, he seems pretty chilled out. He's just sitting there. Like he's not holding on. It's not like under siege tube on the train.
Yeah.
There's no panic. He's just pretty chilled out. Was he all right?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know, because when I pulled over, he was gone. I mean, like, I tried sitting in the back of that drawbar, and it's very uncomfortable.
Oh, I bet it is.
Especially going 100.
Yeah.
So dangerous, but you made the news, Jesse. Thank you for coming on the show and telling your story.
What would you have done if you had noticed him, Boxy? I would have let him in. Say, mate, where do you want to go? Would you have let him in?
Certainly wouldn't let him in.
Probably in the caravan, maybe, just for safety. Hey, jump in, bro. I'll give you a lift.
No, I'd pull over, and I'd say, hop off. Off you get.
Okay. Yeah.
Pop down now. Thank you very much.
I'd break really hard.
Would you?
Hoping over the top.
Roadkill.
You got to get him off.
Put a circle around him.
You don't know who he is.
Do you know what?
You don't know who it is.
That's what next I do level. Love
I'm not
about
letting
this.
Him in. Who's more insane? Sorry, who's more insane?
You,
the man
you
trying
want
to
kill
shake.
Him.
I'm trying to. No. I'm just trying to shake a robber gently off my car. Or you. Come in, friend I haven't met yet.
You're going 100, slamming your brakes on, watching the bloke flip over the front of your car. And I said I'd let him in the back of the car and said, mate, where do you need to go?
Crazier theory. It's not a lost dog fella. Come on, hop in. It's not that ad.
Mate, the worst that could happen to me is murder. I'd get killed. The worst that could you're going to go to jail.
Alive? What has happened? Peter Hitchner.
Veganism is killing me.
Okay, what I love is that Jesse was on the news, and we're gonna ask this question on 13 10 60. Have you been on the news? Did you make the news?
I have.
Well, yeah, Brendan Favola has made the
plenty of times. I've been at the start of the news, I've been in the middle of the news, and I've been at the end of the news.
Samantha in Preston. Hey, Sam.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, got you loud and clear. When were you on the news?
So it was 2008. Our family home had burnt down, and our dog Leo the lion, that's what they nicknamed him, so our dog Leo had run back into the burning house to save, we had a litter of kittens, so he actually ran back in and laid across the box to try and protect them, And the fire brigade, they ran back in. They saved him. He was unconscious.
Aww.
They had to put oxygen on him. And that went worldwide. So it was like big news in Asia and big news.
Wow, what a dog. That's amazing. Oh. What a legend.
So out of a really bad tragedy came that, because all of the kittens survived. They went to brand new homes, and yeah, Leo was the saviour of the day. So
I'm looking at the story now. Dog Leo saves kittens in Melbourne house fire, and they've called him a plucky pooch.
Aww.
Oh, that's so sweet. What a great story.
So yeah, that was that's how we made the news. But
I mean, Sam, yes, we have a little segment called "Is It Amazing" on Friday. You should call for that with that story. That is amazing.
You'll get amazing, and it'll be the second time I've heard it.
You might even get one right now if you're really lucky.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, well done, Messiah. He's got himself.
I was clapping the call. No, not myself. Right. I'll clap myself as well.
Hello, don't you, Josiah?
Well done, Sammy.
We love that. Thank you.
Oh, gosh.
Nick in Thomastown. Hi, Nick.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, great. Were you on the news?
I was on the project. Oh. I wasn't personally, but my video was played a few times on there from back in, like, I don't know, it was about 10 years ago probably, when neck nominations were around.
Oh, the neck nominations. Yeah.
How did your video go?
I thought it went well, but so many other people did.
What were you doing in it?
I drank 20-plus shots and a beer in 45 seconds.
Whoa.
Responsibly, I hope.
Good effort, man.
Nick.
How'd you feel after it?
I woke up at 9 p.m. the next night, so the next day I don't remember much of.
There you go, Nick. You want to sleep better? 24 shots.
Wow.
Nick, you must be quite happy. A few runs on the project. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's because of people were getting hurt and dying at that time. So,
So it wasn't. I thought they were having fun with it. No, it was
irresponsible.
Absolutely, Nick. Yeah. Drink responsibly.
Naughty.
It's a good effort, though.
Thanks for sharing that. And Sharon from Hillside. Hi, Sharon.
Hi. How are you?
Good, Sharon. Have you been in the news?
I have. My pet snake tried to strangle me.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Sharon, what happened?
Well, I got him out of his cage, which I normally do have a routine where I get him out and he crawls around the house. But I got a phone call, so I had him around my neck. And while I was talking, he wrapped around about 3 or 4 times.
And
started, and I just couldn't find his head to get him off. So I started going really swollen and red.
Sharon, I'm just going to step away from the mic, Boxy, because I am a child, and if I let the snake out of the cage, I've got to stop.
Actually, Sharon, can I interrupt you for a second? I think I can take over, because I have the 7 News report in front of me. Vic grandmother attacked by python, seconds from death. Sharon, it says, a Melbourne grandmother is lucky to be alive after she was almost strangled to death by a pet python. Sharon of Kilsyth was on the phone when the 2-metre-long snake, nicknamed Scoot, wrapped itself around her neck and began to choke her. As she tried to call for help, the snake squeezed tighter, stopping her air supply. And then I've got your quote, Sharon, but you could probably do it for us live.
Well, the quote?
Yeah, how did you get saved?
I actually found his head.
She grabbed the head?
Yep, squeezed it and his tail, really, really hard. And he started to loosen up. But the thing is, as when you're scared and your heart beats, they get really excited, so they just tighten and tighten.
Yep.
So when the ambulance got there, they said I probably only had about 60 minutes to go.
Oh, wow.
So 60 seconds.
Sharon.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say an hour.
The snake would have been amazing, that release, when it released.
Snake.
Yeah, about 60 seconds, and he was about 6 foot, I think, by then.
Oh, God, that's a big snake.
Sharon, please tell me you haven't had any snakes since.
Well, we did keep him.
Oh, you did?
You kept him? Fair enough. Choke me once. Shame on you.
Once you go 6 foot, you can never go back.
Oh, Sharon, thank you for sharing that story.
By the way, what a cool grandma, though. Like, normally grandmas are the ones that give you
never
snacks.
Snakes. Never. No, thank you.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Fev just went a bit rogue.
I did go rogue, Boxy.
Because you've come in this morning in Jamara. Now, Jamara, number one draft pick for the Western Bulldogs, which I'm rapt about. Also Mia's boyfriend living with you at the moment.
Yeah, he's just at their house at the moment because he's in lockdown, so he can't go anywhere. So he's at our house.
Mm.
And we did all the washing yesterday, and Mia did their washing. So my washing went in after theirs. And when I got up this morning, I showered downstairs so I don't wake the kids up. I'll wake Alex and Toby up. Mm. And I walked out and I couldn't find any jocks. Jamara's was sitting on top, freshly clean, looking schmick. And I thought, well, why not?
How do you same think size? Jamara feels about you
I don't you care
wearing...
what he thinks. It's my house.
Are you the same size or same height?
Same height, but like I wore a short yesterday. I wear same shoe size, same top size, same short size. It's the best. Like, I've never had anyone that I could wear their clothes and, like, we can swap. Like, Alex and me always swap clothes and Lenny wears their clothes. And, like, Mum, can I wear your jeans? And I'm like, I've never had this before.
Does he ever want to borrow your stuff?
No. I don't, but I chucked all my stuff out. I don't have anything. I chucked it all out when we moved. I literally don't have anything.
You told me this, and that always blows my mind, that you know when you move house, you can keep clothes.
No, I just chuck it all in the Brotherhood and then start again. That's a game.
Well,
it's a game.
It's fun.
I know you want people's feedback. I'm in firmly in the no camp.
I think it's okay. No. They're clean.
We've actually spoken to scientists about this before. There is always residue in the clothing.
Oh, residue.
I didn't think you were going to get a scientific fact and go bang at my photo at 10 past 6.
You know that filth never completely leaves items of clothing, so undies still carry some.
Ball sweat might be on there or something.
Absolutely. It is gross what you're doing. Eva from Cranbourne. Hey, Eva.
Hello.
Hi, Eva. What do you think about Fev?
There's no way in hell I'd be wearing anyone else's underwear.
No.
It's disgusting.
Yep. Ooh. Yep. No, I'm with you,
but
Eva.
But they're
clean. Disgusting. But nothing's ever 100% clean again. Well, you're putting a lot of faith in Omo. Like, you're putting a lot.
Mm. Omo's good, though.
Detergent.
In detergent. Yeah absolutely. I mean, don't get me wrong. I wasn't having a slight at Omo. Wonderful company.
Omo's great.
I mean, but just detergent can't take it
Foxy
all.
Foxy used to leave her Omo at the front on the windowsill.
You know? Is that another thing?
I don't know.
Don't you remember?
No.
When your husband goes out, you stick your Omo at the front. That means you're ready for it.
I didn't know that. What do you do? Pop it on the windowsill?
Fifi wasn't here when we did that, Fev.
Oh, I thought you were here.
No, I'm not.
That must have been an Evie Jones time. Anyway, stay on the swings.
What about if you get secondhand clothes, though? Like if somebody got, if somebody got clothes from Savers or something, there's residue?
Absolutely.
Oh, Phoebe's shaking her head. No.
You'd borrow other people's tops and stuff.
I certainly don't.
You've never worn anyone else's tops.
If I needed to, like out of desperation, I'm at someone's house, I need a top.
Sweat on it or something.
I would never wear their undies. I'd go without. I'd go commando before I'd ever wear someone else's underpants.
Should I take them off?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Lockie, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What do you think? Can you share undies?
I used to do it when, like, straight out of the dryer with my brother's undies. Straight clean off the line. Yeah, they're sweet.
Like, brothers is cute, maybe. I don't know. Like, siblings, that might be, it's in the family, isn't it? And you were probably kids. Like, kids' undies and adults' undies, just a different world,
why?
I feel. Just for various reasons. Barb from Craigieburn.
No, ew, no.
It's ooh. Thank you, Barb. Ew,
you know what?
No.
I just realised after the Super Bowl Monday fiasco where I fell asleep at Fev's place, he lent me some shorts.
You wore my stuff.
Yeah, but not
you didn't
boxers.
Wear jocks.
No, because they were like the swimming trunks with jocks already built in.
Oh,
I wore those.
Like juju on you.
I'm so glad you didn't wear his jocks. And finally, Shelley in Somerville. Hi, Shelley.
Hi. I just have a little story.
Yes.
My husband went to work one day and he rings me and he goes, "Babe, I think I'm wearing your knickers." And I'm like, "What?" And he goes, "They're black and embroidered with flowers." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." So he came home and, like, getting in the shower, he goes, "Are these yours?" And I go, "Oh, my God, no, they're my mum's."
Your husband was wearing your mum's undies.
Yes,
that is
my husband
great.
Wore my mum's knickers.
Well, what, Shelley? That thank you. That is a great and
oh, 50-50.
I love no. I ha- no. That's a great story, and it's an accident. I don't think Shelley's husband would deliberately wear his mother-in-law's undies.
Good excuse.
But whilst you were talking, Shelley, Fev took off Jamara's undies.
Yeah,
while keeping his shorts and shoes on.
Good effort, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't know how you did that. And then you proceeded to smell them and put them in your pocket. So
that smell, mate, the detergent is, mate, we've got this new detergent. It's so
That's
good.
Not a good ad for Omo, you doing that. That's a real bad ad for Omo.
Anyway, they're off still good. Because you've turned me, but I think it's okay because that's 50-50.
What's going on the leg? A lot of elastic in the legs there. I didn't know men had elasticated.
It wasn't like that when I put them on. I've stretched them. 101.9 The
Fox. And it was a nice way to end autumn with a little treat our boss gave us yesterday. That was so nice of Amanda, Mad Mando. I guess we were publicly thanking her now because she sent us all an Uber Eats voucher.
$40.
Huh? Well, what?
You didn't get one?
No.
Email?
No.
You didn't get
No.
We all got $40.
She gave us an Uber Eats voucher.
Uber Eats voucher.
Thank you to Uber Eats too. Yeah. They do a great job, so thank you for that.
See, probably go on Instagram and see Byron with the Thai curry. Thanks, Fox.
You've been sent a voucher? Did you get that email?
Nah.
Oh, your kid, Nick, hang on. Leon, Darcy.
It was the entire office, like all the people that work in the
everyone
show.
Everyone got here.
I know,
oh, is
everybody.
Is it the SEA email?
No, sorry, I have to take blame for this one.
Oh.
Why, Darcy? What happened?
Well, after you were talking about your blowout yesterday, Amanda asked what email address to send your guys
stuff?
To.
Who
and
cheeks?
I thought maybe I'd help you out.
Charlie Eats?
What, so you just had $80 worth?
I said send it to me and we'll see.
Didn't get his Uber Eats voucher.
Shreds on.
That's brutal.
Shreds off.
I'm
yeah, not by choice.
Have we got our jingle
Darcy
for it?
Darcy said I'm helping you. The shred is off. Shred is off. Back on.
Oh, that's hurtful.
Oh, poor
that's
Nick.
Actually getting just, fat shamed.
No, well, I think because you ate so much on Sunday, that's that Darcy just looking out for
oh, what,
you.
I'm, gonna, I'm not a bear. I'm not going to hibernate for 3 months.
I'm trying to help.
I'm starving.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick are the clear choice for your drive to work. And the clear choice when comparing builders is Fairhaven Homes. Fair and transparent service, clear from the start. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au. 101.9 This is the fun.